An average mid-size hospital in the US generates approximately 2.5 zettabytes of data annually. Despite the sheer volume, 97% of this data that is generated goes unused as data resides in silos, lacks standardization, hence making it difficult to comprehend and derive meaningful insights. Healthcare organizations today not only need to cater to the November 2023 ONC requirements of information blocking like the B10 and the G10 measures, but also need to ensure that we make systems future ready for the June 2024 final rule of administrative simplification with the adoption of standards for healthcare attachment transactions and electronic signatures along with the other aspects. We've come a long way with the adoption of electronic health records or EHR systems, but achieving the full potential of interoperability across the entire healthcare ecosystem is still an ongoing effort, I would say, with a long way to go, I believe.
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Unthinkable Tech Podcast, the go-to source for the pulse on technology that is shaping our future. I'm your host Anmol Satija, and today we are discussing a subject that's not only crucial but transformative for healthcare organizations across the globe. You know, the healthcare sector currently accounts for 30% of the entire global database stream and is expected to rise to 36% by 2025. So no doubt, the data is growing at a mind-blowing rate. But are we really managing and utilizing this data effectively? Well, I'm afraid not. As a recent study suggested that on an average, doctors spend 18.5 million hours every year doing the most basic data collection administration stuff. This is clearly a paradox. This highlights the necessity of attaining interoperability in healthcare. And that is where our story begins today. To navigate this complex yet fascinating landscape, we have a very special guest joining us, the healthcare COE lead at Unthinkable Solutions, Anirban Kundu, who has been a clinician himself and got his fair experience on the other side of the table. Anirban, welcome to the Unthinkable Tech Podcast. We are thrilled to have you with us.
Thank you, Anmol. This is a topic which I have been dealing with very closely for the past few years and would love to talk more about it based on my experience with the subject.
Fantastic. So let's dive deep into data interoperability. Can you help us understand the nitty-gritty of data interoperability in healthcare? And why is it particularly significant for the industry today?
Absolutely, Anmol. So data interoperability in healthcare is nothing but the seamless exchange and utilization of health information across all the various source systems, platforms, and organizations in some cases. Now, merely aggregating the data ingested from all the sources is no longer going to suffice. Healthcare digital platforms and other software applications today, they need to communicate, exchange data, and use the information that has been exchanged effectively from an analytics perspective as well. Also, in order to cut down the competition, like what we say, do the unthinkable, solutions of today need to have additional intuitive nuances baked into the same solution package to provide the competitive edge, like our relatively simpler platform implementations like the telehealth solutions. They provide additional value propositions like provider transcripts and sentiment analysis using artificial intelligence. Well, not to forget the machine learning algorithms for symptom checker and ease of appointment booking via smart search capabilities, which uses geofencing technology to improve the adoption as well as the utilization of the solution, thereby improving the overall patient engagement aspect for our customers.
Yeah, right. Actually, thanks for the insight, Anirban. No doubt the CSAT score for this customer came up to be 4.8. which is pretty impressive. You know, I was reading through a couple of recent articles that highlighted the volume of data. And if my memory serves me right, I think I read that the lack of proper interoperability in 2024 would cost US healthcare systems more than $30 billion, which is a humongous number, I believe. So could you help us, like, tell us what is the average volume of data that is generated by an average hospital system in the US, and how so?
Well, to give you a shorter answer, in terms of the overall volume of data, I believe it's somewhere around 2.3 zettabytes of total data volume that's going to be generated if you consider only US and only 2024 for that instance. Well, to discuss this in a deeper context, I would like to use another example of a bit more complex deployment that we went live with as recent as last month, which was of a customized EHR solution for an integrated delivery network or an IDN in the US. Now, these integrated delivery networks bring health data together from different source systems, like the systems used across all the different hospital departments, their outpatient clinics, daycare centers, as well as all the other healthcare services that they provide, like, say, for an example, an emergency response unit under one umbrella to offer a more comprehensive and coordinated care. Interoperability becomes of utmost significance here, as it ensures that protected patient information, or PHI, traverses seamlessly within these networks, thereby aiding in the delivery of more comprehensive care in a more streamlined and timely fashion.
But I think it would be great if you can help us understand it better by using some more simpler terms. It will help our audience to comprehend it better.
Sure, Anmol. So, consider a patient who visits multiple specialists within an IDN or a hospital facility in simpler terms. The patient undergoes various treatments, receives care at different facilities or departments. Now, without interoperability, each provider might only have a fragment of the patient's entire health history, leading to potential care gaps, maybe redundant investigations, and even errors in clinical treatment modalities. So interoperable systems ensure that every healthcare provider has access to the same comprehensive health record, leading to a more informed decision-making, streamlined care, and also improve the overall provider productivity. It allows healthcare organizations to break down the knowledge that's residing in silos within different hospital units or departments, enabling a more comprehensive view of a patient's entire medical history in real, or I would say near real time.
Rightly said, Anirban. But I think as per my understanding of IDNs, it's only a piece of the entire pie when it comes to the US healthcare landscape today, especially when everyone is talking about value-based care models and its transition from the traditional FFS model, that is the fee-for-service model, which these systems have been trading with for a pretty long period of time.
Well, then let me take another example of our recent encounter with one of the largest ACOs in the US. Now, when it comes to the ACO side of US healthcare, our unthinkable healthcare solutions not just enable data sharing amongst all the providers involved in patient care or maintain the care continuum post an encounter. We cater to almost all the other stakeholders that come under the same ACO bucket, and we cater to more advanced requirements of leveraging either machine learning models to provide real-time clinical recommendations to identify and address the care gaps, or in order to reduce the overall risk score for the patient. And, you know, as a result, improve the end of the year reporting for the providers, leading to better incentivization and improved patient quality care outcomes. Long story short, it's crucial for accurately tracking patient outcomes, facilitating preventative care, managing chronic conditions, which are all vital, I would say extremely significant for value-based care approaches.
So let's double-click on a couple of pointers that you have highlighted. I think the world acknowledges the importance and the potential benefits of data interoperability. But what's the ground reality? So the question is, are we there yet? And if not, could you talk about some of the most pressing concerns that you see the US healthcare systems currently face in achieving the true potential of data interoperability?
You're right, Anmol. While we are discussing about the significance of data interoperability, the ground reality of the actual implementation comes with its own set of challenges. And this is from both a business and a technical front. We have come a long way with the adoption of digital systems like electronic health records or EHRs, but achieving the full potential of interoperability across the entire healthcare system is still an ongoing effort, I'd say, with a long way to go, I believe. Because one of the primary challenges that we see today is there's a variety of digital platforms in today's market, but most often they lack the required standardization, which complicates the ability to share data across multiple different platforms. This becomes all the more problematic when it's trying to coordinate care, be it within an integrated delivery network or an ACO. We are getting leads where the prospective customers are not looking for an off-the-shelf product delivered in a SaaS model, but they're expecting technology to do a lot more. Remember the other use case we delivered for the specialty-specific digital front door platform? In reality, it was way more than what an ideal digital front door solution should do. The prospect, of course, now a customer came to us with the requirements of building a comprehensive custom platform that can easily integrate with their 70 standalone specialty clinics, manage and integrate workflows as per clinical practice to increase providers' productivity, and also to meet the ONC compliance requirements as well. Now, keeping these in mind, we delivered a solution that not just fixed the defects of their existing system or introduced new functionalities under every module. Of course, the API integration for a smoother performance, different modules to simplify workflows like, you know, a front desk scheduler, appointment booking, billing, insurance, reporting, data protection and compliance as well.
So what was the ROI that customer derived out of this solution? I mean, asking out of curiosity.
Well, the result was not just a 60% increase in the overall productivity of their staff, but also a significant 80% reduction in their annual recurring cost for their day-to-day operations.
Wow, amazing figures, I must say. I believe we are truly doing the unthinkable here. But what about the compliance part that you mentioned? I guess this is one of the major pain points for the US healthcare giant. And it applies to majority of the healthcare players in the market today. How are we tackling this piece for our existing customers?
Well, from a compliance front, not just this particular customer, but for almost all the existing US customers, we are trying to ensure that we not just cater to the November 2023 requirements of establishment of disincentives for healthcare providers who have committed information blocking, which of course includes identifying all sources of EHI or electronic health information held within the HIT, means of being able to respond to requests for access, exchange, and use of HIT, and to support patient access to EHI. But we also ensure that we make them future ready for the June 2024 final rule of administrative simplification with the adoption of standards for healthcare attachment transactions and electronic signatures. And at the same time, we make the necessary modifications to their referral certification and authorization standards as well.
That's impressive. So now that we have discussed challenges, compliance regulations, and standard, according to you, what should be the roadmap for organizations to pursue in terms of being truly up to date and at the same time having a truly comprehensive digital platform or a solution to say?
Well, Anmol, the solution is pretty dynamic, I would say, given we are living in the era of advanced technologies like Gen AI or predictive analytics on one hand, and also dealing with the concepts of digital transformation on the other, be it the life sciences sector or the healthcare specifically. The most crucial aspect should be to make use of the data that is being generated via all the different sources or the systems so that the 97% of the healthcare data that is getting unused today is effectively utilized to provide the required insights, which can ultimately help to improve efficiency, enhance the provider's productivity, and also aid in identifying and closing the patient care gaps.
Okay, but how do we ensure consistency in deriving these insights smoothly and at the same time keeping up with the technological advancements?
Well, that's where governance comes into play, right? Establishing clear governance structures, around data management will ensure that data is not only high quality and interoperable, but also secure and used in compliance with all relevant regulations. In conclusion, focusing on a comprehensive understanding of standards, building a strong technology infrastructure, and of course, leveraging FHIR for a simplified data exchange is the starting line. Harnessing the power of data analytics, automate resource exhaustive pieces of the workflows, and establishing stringent governance, healthcare organizations can effectively stay up to date with regulations and standards. This approach will not only foster interoperability, but also support the unthinkable goal of delivering superior patient care and achieving operational excellence.
Well, thank you, Anirban, for that comprehensive breakdown. This was a great discussion where you not just highlighted how important it is to keep up with interoperability, but at the same time also made us aware of the lesser known yet very crucial aspects. Thank you for joining and enlightening us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Anmol. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We hope today's discussion has shed some light on the critical role that interoperability plays in the healthcare industry and has provided valuable insights for the healthcare professionals looking to navigate this space. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking discussions on the Unthinkable Tech podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Take care and keep listening.